making a ton of kicks downwind from a large distance. So this certainly should be in territory where they're comfortable with him making it for three.
That'd be number 72, Aiden Mindel, 6 foot, 170-pound junior. Jack Schaefer, the holder. Weighing the snap. This would be a 17-yard, a little bit of high kick, and it's a fake. Now Schaefer in trouble, has to throw downfield, and it's in and out of the hands. And this one is incomplete and ugly with another stop inside the 10-yard line. And it was not intended to be a fake. It was a high snap, exactly. And Jack Schaefer basically said there's no chance of getting this one off and tried to make something of it. And Beale City comes up empty-handed after taking off 9 minutes and 1 second off the clock.
The beauty of having your starting quarterback be the holder is in case that play breaks down, there is a chance to make something happen. Now, I think he could have got that ball down, but he was the one that had the football, realized that the play was blown up due to the high snap. He had to come out of his kneeling position to go get it. He instantly just spins around. It is not a design fake, by my opinion. I think he just realized that he couldn't get that snap down in time, but he had a shot. They had a shot in the back corner of the end zone. The ball a little low, and he couldn't make a diving play. The Bearcats defense comes up big.
Hand off to Carson Hlesky right at the middle on first and 10, out for a yard, out to the 7-yard line. Tackle made by number 56, Ethan Locke, for the Beale City Aggies. Second down and 9 from the 8-yard line.
Beale City, though, doing its job. The Ubley Bearcats want 3 yards on that carry. The first time it goes for 1, maybe 1.5. So now the Bearcats got to dig deep here, asking that offensive line create a hole for their running back so they can get back to what they want to do and get 3-4 yards of play.
Second down, about 8.5. Beale City's going now with a 5-2 front. Straight T offense for the Ubley Bearcats in the deep in their own territory. Hand off to Colin Oberski. He's ripped down to the 10 after a 10-yard gain. That looks like number 72, Aiden Mindel, outside linebacker as well. Also the kicker brings him down. Third down in 6 for Ubley at their own 10-yard line. Less than 2 minutes to play in the third quarter.
They try Colin Oberski over the right side. They had one big hit there early in this game, the first score of the game, matter of fact. That time, no answer, as you've seen Beale City bring an extra body down on the line of scrimmage in hopes to negate those runs. That allows them to still take away the trap, the dive right up the middle by Carson Hlesky, but gives them another feature on the outside to help take away those outside runs of Shane Ozentoski, Colin Oberski, and especially the keeper by Casey Sweeney.
And they're going, looking back to pass, Casey Sweeney. This ball's tipped, and it comes to rest at the 12-yard line. Incomplete. Ubley's lucky that one was not intercepted. Regardless, though, Beale City comes up with an important 3-and-out for their sake in this ball game. And now Ubley's going to have to punt this one away. Still tied at 14 apiece with 1:19 left in the third quarter.
So what Ubley does on third down and long is they take one of their wing T backs and put them on the right side, a wing T to the right, and they design a fake run by Casey Sweeney. Puts the ball behind his back, makes it look like he's going to follow everybody around the right side, but he plants his foot, turns around, and it's supposed to be a throwback to Isaac Warzynski. He's open, but it takes too long to develop, and that defensive line gets in there and knocks the ball down and deflects it in the air. It falls harmlessly to the ground, and Casey Sweeney will punt it away.
And Casey Sweeney punts this one away. He's standing at about 2-yard line, and it bounces in a big bounce for Ubley, and it rolls out of bounds at the Beale City 47-yard line. So Beale City will take over with a 53-yard field to work with. Ubley's had the ball for just 1 minute and 46 seconds in the second half. Beale City's last drive, 9 minutes, 1 second, 15 plays covering 59 yards.
But no score. You got to finish
the key. That's the key.
You must finish those drives. The Bearcats didn't allow a score. We're used to not having field goal kickers. So fourth down and 2 is certainly a situation. I think Beale City could have got a first down if they would like to. But they obviously trust their kicker, and that totally backfired on them.
Trey Small gets the handoff. He had nowhere to go. He's out for a hard-fought 2 yards out to the 49-yard line. The front line of Ubley really coming to play again. Once again, Shane Ozentoski in that stop. Second down and 8. 1 minute remains in the third quarter.
And we've really seen the Aggies slow this game down. They've stayed with the double wing and simply just straight handoffs right up the middle, allow that running back to either dive right into the backs of his offensive linemen, try to find a gap, or allow him the decision to juke to the outside and try to hit him on the outside. It's been strictly right straight ahead, push the pile forward, give me two, give me three when I can get them, and let's run some clock. But this game's still tied. They're playing like they're in the lead, but this game is tied at 14 apiece.
Second down and eight from the Beale City 49-yard line. Man in motion is going to be a handoff to Trey Small to the right side, and Beanopoli's there to stop him after a two-yard gain. They're marking him down to the 48-yard line, actually a gain of three. Number 22, Kyle Sweeney, was all over that one as they're now starting to read that jet sweep quite well. 10 seconds left, and this is how the third quarter is going to end.
Well, it's very different with Trey Smalls running. It's very different with TJ Maxx. And those guys, when they see an opening, they want to turn it upfield. The difference, Wade Wilson was patient. He waited for blocking to happen, and if not, he kept going to the outside, and that is where he hit Ubley big. When you cut back into that defense, that's where the defenders are. They're not quite as patient as Wade Wilson was, which is costing them bigger runs, great penetration, and covering up by the front seven of the Bearcats.
No scores in the third quarter. We're on to the fourth quarter, still tied at 14 apiece right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Coming into the fourth quarter, it's a handoff right at the middle of Ben Matthews. They needed seven. They got five. It's a fourth and two from the Ubley 45-yard line. And Beale City appears that they are going to be going for it, getting the word from head coach Brad Gross to his quarterback Jack Schaefer. Fourth down and two from the 45-yard line of Ubley. It's actually inside the 45. About a yard and a half is all Beale City needs here. 11:25 remains in the fourth quarter, 14-14. We've not had a score since 9:15 left in the third, in the second quarter, when TJ Maxx scored with 41 seconds before the half was over. I checked that. Man in motion, and there's motion by Ubley, and this is going to be an offsides encroachment on the defense. Beale City goes for the hard count, and it works, and an automatic first down as they walk off 5 yards.
See the play before, you saw the wing on the left side. When the play snaps, he goes behind the back. They sell the runs to the left and then pitch it to him around the right side. Ubley did a nice job of forcing fourth down, but on that play, when that running back in that same spot goes straight across the line, 68, Austin Peruski jumps early before they hand it off. He's expecting that jet sweep. They're starting to jump it, but a little hesitation gives the Aggies a free 5 yards and a first down.
From the 40-yard line, first and 10, right to left across your radio. Man in motion, that's TJ Maxx, and he gets the jet sweep this time. Cuts back in, and he's going to be brought down for no gain as Isaac Warzynski jumped out of his tackle and stopped him on the spot of the 39. 1 yard gain for Beale City, second down and nine.
Isaac Warzynski is going to get credit for the tackle, but give a little credit. Casey Sweeney is your deep safety, and he's not taking it anymore. He completely abandoned his post in the backfield, and the way back secondary comes all the way up, and he's in the backfield and stares TJ Maxson in the face, forces him back up the middle, and that is where 23 Isaac Warzynski is at, and absolutely takes him down for a very short gain, maybe a yard on the play.
Second down, nine to go from the 39-yard line. Chilman wide right, 3 yards inside the left hash. Now man in motion, Ben Matthews. Back to pass, Schaefer stays in the pocket, throws down to the far sideline, wide open down there. It is in the hands of the 13-yard line. Ben Matthews brings it in, and Beale City is within striking distance of the end zone. A huge reception from the 39-yard line down to the 12. A 27-yard pickup on the catch from Ben Matthews.
Yeah, and that's a mismatch. The wheel route almost worked in the first half. It works again here when the quarterback needs it. Better throw by Jack Schaefer, but that's one-on-one between Ben Matthews and your defensive end, your tight end Isaac Wierzynski. He just can't keep up with him step for step, and that ball was thrown down the field far enough. Even Carson Haleski tries to come over and help, but it's too late, and it's a big throw and catch, a 27-yard completion from Schaefer to Matthews.
First and 10